This is the final week of WHYY's Daily Call-In Show, Radio Times, with Marty Moscowane. After 35 years on the air, Moscowane has decided to step down, and the last broadcast is on Friday. WHYY's Peter Crimmins takes a look back at the woman behind the iconic morning program.
I did not know how to host and produce a radio show. It truly was learning on the job.
The way Marty Moscowane describes her start as the host of Radio Times in 1987, it sounds like she was learning to fly while the plane was already in the air.
I do remember doing the first show. I don't remember what it was about, but I do remember that feeling at the very end, which is, whew, I made it through the hour, and then, oh my God, I have to do this tomorrow, and then the next day, and the next day.
Barbara Bogave says Moscowane is being modest. The former host of the nationally syndicated public radio show Weekend America got her start 35 years ago as the first producer of Radio Times, and Bogave says Marty was an absolute natural from the get-go.
As a host, Marty was full-blown, just has so much empathy and knows how to talk to people, get them thinking, which is the most wonderful thing to listen to on the radio. When you hear that pause, when someone's, oh, wait, let me think about that for a moment. And then they come out with a new thought for them, a new insight into themselves. And that's the kind of interviewer Marty was from the beginning.
Today on Radio Times, we look at the root causes of this epidemic of gun violence in Philadelphia. While food insecurity affects millions of Americans, there's been an increase in food-related diseases. We have a lot to discuss. There is a lot going on. It seems to change almost every hour. Let's begin with
over 10,000 hours of broadcasts. The number of guests Moscowane brought on the air could populate a small town. They talked about a dizzying number of topics, from politics to poetry, from science to sports, from history to just how to be happy. To her legion of listeners, Moscowane made it sound easy. It is anything but. Christine Dempsey, who is now Senior Vice President for Radio at WLVR in Bethlehem, was a producer on Radio Times in the 1990s.
I have been in broadcasting for over 30 years, and I always point to my time as a producer on a daily talk show, Radio Times, as the most stressful job I ever had. Nothing to do with the people I was working with, more so to do with the rapid movement of the show. Every day it was something different. Every hour it was something different. You had to pivot and adjust really quickly.
Before Radio Times, Moscowane was a school counselor and caseworker for the Philadelphia School District. She then became a reporter in the newsroom of WHYY, but found she was not suited to take complicated subjects and condense them into a short newscast.
I just couldn't take, an hour's worth of material and then shrink it down to like 4 minutes of a coherent story. I work the opposite way, like give me like a little nugget and I can just dig and dig and dig and dig and then make an hour out of it. That's just how I think.
Moscowane is stepping down from Radio Times, but is not stepping away from radio. She's developing a new show to be called The Connection that will be once a week, a welcome break after 35 years of doing a live call-in show every day. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.